Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Debbins On Demand for Monday, June 20th. What's that weird thing that you used to do as a child that, thinking back, you're like, did I really do that? That's not normal behavior. I had this memory pop in my head, especially because this past weekend was Father's Day, and this memory reminded me of something that I made my dad do that, looking back, I'm like, I am so sorry. So when I was a kid, I had just seen the movie Titanic. So this would have been around like the year like 1997-ish. I was like five. And that movie made me very afraid of drowning. And so I developed this fear that when I was in the shower, the pipes might burst and then I would drown in the shower. So, which is not realistic, but when you're five, anything can happen, right? In your mind. So to counteract this, I had to shower with both the door and the shower curtain open. So you could see right into the shower. And we didn't have one of those showers. Like the way that our bathroom growing up was, it like the shower, like when you, if you opened the door, the shower was straight in. So anyone walking by the door could see me just showering in the bathroom, which was absurd as it is. But not only that, I didn't want to be alone in case something happened. So I completely forgot about this. I made my dad hang out outside the bathroom during my showers for a brief period of time. And I have this memory of him reading the newspaper outside the bathroom, clearly annoyed, while I basically showered naked for anyone who passed by the bathroom to see. What a trooper. What a father. I almost feel like I should apologize to him for making me do that. I wonder if he remembers that. How could you not remember? I mean, unless he's had years of therapy to block out the fact that his son made him do that. Although, I would imagine that when you have kids, like, they make you do weird things all the time, but I probably should have bought him more than just one bottle of wine for Father's Day this past weekend. We all have those weird things, though, right? Please, I hope it's not just me. Hope all the dads had a good Father's Day, by the way. I'm not a father, but based on my friends and family who do have kids, I really do think that what most fathers want when it comes to Father's Day is just a few hours to do whatever they want, probably by themselves. Like whether it's a nap or watching a game or a movie or playing some golf or just sucking down some beers, whatever they enjoy doing, I think that's what dads really want. To be fair, probably moms too. Probably any busy adult. Honestly, I don't have kids, and that sounds great to me. Just have like a few hours of purely no obligation. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. When it comes to holidays, by the way, Juneteenth was yesterday, but it's being celebrated today, of course. Juneteenth is one of the holidays whose meaning I think truly is worth celebrating, in my opinion. So I'm very glad to see businesses giving employees the day off in observance of the holiday, and I hope that many more join in years to come. I know it's not every place is off yet, but a lot more this year than I've ever seen. And I assume that's only going to keep growing, which I think is great. Some strange news for you from around the world. Police in the UK broke down a door to save an elderly woman who was crying for help last week. Turns out, once they broke the door down, there was no woman inside. It was a parrot. Just a parrot. The question is, though, and this was not addressed, parrots parrot other sounds, right? Which means that at some point a woman was crying for help, right? I feel like there's more to the story. We all know that sometimes things get mixed up with online orders. It happens, especially nowadays with supply chain issues and all that stuff. But I've never heard of anything like this happening before. There's a woman who ordered a leather chair on Amazon, and it did arrive along with a vial of blood. And an Amazon rep apologized to her for, quote, the situation end quote. She they refunded the money that she paid, and they gave her a $100 gift card for the trouble. They definitely should look into that, though. Who was the vial of blood meant for? Do they sell blood on Amazon? Why? I would be very concerned. I am concerned. If you're a bad dancer, you can now blame your parents. Study found that being a bad dancer might be at least partly genetic. I actually used to be a terrible dancer back in high school. I was very bad at all the dances, the proms. But then when I got older and I started and all the dancing events, such as weddings, had an open bar, I magically improved. Weird how that happened. As a child of the 90s, who grew up with the movie Toy Story, I'm a little confused by the premise of the new Buzz Lightyear movie that just came out over the weekend. I don't know if you've seen the trailers for this. I don't know if maybe you've seen the actual movie. Maybe you wanted to go see it. Buzz Lightyear isn't a toy after all. I'm pretty sure the premise of the movie, now this is based only on the trailer, because I've only seen the trailer, but the movie is about Buzz Lightyear having adventures like as the space superhero, not as a toy. So is he no longer a toy? Or is it all like a hallucination in his mind? I don't know. Maybe it's addressed in the movie, but when I saw the trailer, I was perplexed. This sounds like a horrible way to make some extra cash. There's got to be a better way. There's a pest control company that is offering to pay homeowners $2,000 to release 100 cockroaches into their house so they can test out their new treatment technique. Yeah, no thank you. Hard pass. Speaking of, making extra cash or perhaps just saving money, here's a really easy way to save money. The next time you're shopping, don't drink coffee while you're shopping. There was a new study that found that drinking coffee can make you spend a lot more. So the researchers, they took 300 people and in the study, and they offered them a free drink while they shopped. Each person got a cup of either coffee, decaf coffee, or water. And the ones who chose caffeinated coffee spent about 50% more money and bought 30% more things in total. So cut down on the coffee while you're shopping. You might save a couple bucks. And here's a random fact for you on Debbins On Demand. In 2007, Scotland, they wanted to come up with a new national slogan. So they spent $150,000 to come up with a new slogan. And the result was, are you ready for this? Welcome to Scotland. $150,000. That's the best they could do. Have a great night. Another Debbins On Demand for you right here tomorrow afternoon. Talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.